This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We're playing games with Saturday Night Live cast member Alex Moffat and the author of the new comedy book, Big Time, Jen Spira. Are you ready for another one?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So guess what? You're going to work together in this one. I know. Jen is happy. Alex. You call him Allie. Did I hear you call
you know,
him Allie?
You know, I do. But I call him Alex, too. And okay. I call him Allie, which is not that exciting of a nickname. So I don't...
But it works.
Yeah.
It's very sweet. It's very sweet.
And I call her Teensy Weensy Jenny.
Oh.
And her hubby, Tammy. Tammy Salami with the hocks of hammy.
That's true. My husband's name is Tommy, and he has large thighs. As Alex, can I reveal? As do you, sir. Is that wrong?
You may reveal, yes. With our costumer at SNL once was passing by as I was doing a fitting, and I said the pants they were fitting me for weren't really, they were too snug around the seat and thighs. And I said, yeah, sorry about the ham hocks. And he, without skipping a beat, walked by and goes, more like porchetta.
Wow.
All right, so this next game, Jonathan Colton is going to sing you the clues, and the game is called No Relation.
Yes, we rewrote well-known songs to make them about famous or historical people who have the same last name as the song's artist. So I might sing a song by Whitney Houston with the lyrics changed to be about Angelica Houston. And to win the point, you just need to tell me one of the following three things: the song's artist, the person I'm singing about, or just the title of the song is fine as well. All right?
Sweet.
Here we go.
One of the founding fathers loved to sign his name. He flew a kite in a storm and changed the game. They put his face. They put his face. They put his face on the front of the 100.
Wow.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Very well done.
Ellie.
Yeah.
Do we know it?
Okay. All right, look.
What do you
got? Wait, I am kind of confused because, I mean, we're singing about Benjamin Franklin.
That is correct. Benjamin Franklin, yeah.
Yep.
Benjamin Franklin, but you make me feel like an... Oh, duh.
Yep.
Of course. Alex, you want to finish this one?
Sure. You want to say it in unison?
Let's say it in unison.
By the wonderful Aretha Franklin.
That is correct.
And that song, the title of that song is... You make me feel like a natural founding father.
Yeah, that is correct. All right, here's another one.
1800s, he was on a search. He went west so he could found his church. Angels came and told him, here's your fate. They said, concentrate, please to translate this golden play. This guy, he wrote the Book of Mormon. I mean the book, not the Broadway show.
So I think that we know the answer is Josh Gad. Right?
Yeah. Right?
I mean, listen.
By the vampire Vlad Gad.
Oh, Joseph Smith.
Joseph Smith.
Wait. Yes.
And then who's the...
Well, so...
Oh, Patti Smith.
Yeah, that's right. So it was...
Wait a minute.
Actually, what? if you search for this song, usually the 10,000 Maniacs version comes up first, because I think that was the more famous version, but it was originally by Patti Smith. That's right. All right, here's another one.
If you grew up in Ohio, you know this guy, this 90s show. When people hear where you come from, it's so annoying because they always will quote the sitcom. Cleveland rocks, they'll say. You fake laugh till they go away. It's such a burden that you bear, but it's fine, because you always were a much bigger fan of Whose Line.
Jen, do you want to take these?
Well.
Take us home.
Okay. Drew Carey.
That's right.
Yes.
Song is?
Always Be My Baby.
Uh-huh.
By Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey. That's right.
Yeah. They are fraternal twins. Little known fact, Drew Carey and Mariah.
All right, here's your next one.
He's number 42. Barriers that he broke through. Rookie of the year, so he's going places. A champion for civil rights under those Brooklyn lights. I love him when he's stealing those bases.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the song about the great Jackie Robinson.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But hold on. Because it's the song's cruising together, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
And I know that as, and correct me, please, as Gwyneth's. I mean, Gwyneth recorded that as a, didn't she do that with she sang it with someone else?
That could be. I don't know that version.
I thought it was her song. I thought it was like written for her, so.
So is the song about Bruce Paltrow then? I can only think of one Robinson who writes a lot of songs, uh-huh. and it's is it Smokey
it
Robinson?
It is Smokey yeah. Robinson. That's right.
All right. Yeah.
Well nice. Done.
Yeah. You guys did great working together.
Hey.
You got all the information. It was just beautiful. Alex Moffat is a cast member on Saturday Night Live, which airs on NBC Live on Saturday nights. Jen Spira's new book of comedy short stories is called Big Time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having me.